The Committee on Regulated Industries will now come to order. Susan, please call the roll.
Senator Hudson?
Here.
Senator Book?
Here.
Senator Albritton?
Here.
Senator Gruters?
Here.
Senator Hooper?
Here.
Senator Pasadomo?
Here.
Senator Rodriguez?
Here.
Senator Rousson?
Here.
Senator Stewart?
Here.
Quorum is present.
Thank you. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Senator Rousson. Thank you. COVID-19 precautions will limit access to the Senate Legislative Committee meetings, although members of the public will be able to testify remotely at the Donald L. Tucker Leon County Civic Center. Anyone wishing to testify before a committee must fill out an appearance card and hand it to a member of the Sergeant's Office at the Civic Center. These appearance cards will be delivered to the committee administrative assistant. As time permits, public testimony will be taken on each of the committee agenda items. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be read into the record. To be clear, our decorum standards are the same as the Civic Center as they are for the Capitol. We would ask that you silence all electronic devices and observe social distancing guidelines. Members, we will take up tab one first. That's the first we will do introductory remarks by the chair, the introductory of Senate and Senate staff. I'm Senator Hudson from St. John's County. I represent St. John's, Flagler, and Volusia. And this is my second time serving as the chair of Reg Industries. Look forward to having all of you on here and looking forward to getting your thoughts as the committee gets rocking and rolling as we see more bills. Next, I'd like to turn it over to our vice chair, Senator Book. You are recognized to introduce yourself and have some comments.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Senator Book. I represent Broward County, and this is my first time serving on a vice committee, but being a vice chair is very exciting.
Thank you. Next, I will go in alphabetic order, starting with Senator Albritton. You are recognized.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. Thanks for the opportunity to say a few words. Look forward to your leadership. Ben Albritton, I serve essentially all of Florida's heartland, eight partial or whole counties right in the heartland of Florida. So look forward to tackling some tough stuff with you.
Thank you. Next, Senator Gruters, you are recognized.
Yeah, thank you so much, Chairman. Look forward to serving on this committee with you. And I think it's great that they allowed you to come back.
Thank you, Senator Hooper. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ed Hooper, representing District 16, North Pinellas County and West Pasco County. It's a pleasure to be on this committee and several others with you, Mr. Chairman, and a lot of the members of this committee. I look forward to it.
Thank you, Senator Pasadena. You are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I, too, am looking forward to very productive session with this committee. I am District 28, and I represent Collier, Hendry, portion of Lee County.
Thank you. Next, Senator Rodriguez, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. I look forward to serving with you on this committee. I represent District 27, which is Lee County, Florida, Southwest Florida. While I was in the House, I had the opportunity to serve on regulatory affairs in that chamber, and this is one of my favorite committees, so I'm looking forward to your leadership.
Thank you, and it's a pleasure to work with you on that side of the aisle as well. Senator Rousson, you are recognized.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I look forward to serving with you as I have in the past and working hard on this committee. Look forward to your leadership. I'm Darrell Rousson, District 19, portions of Hillsborough and Pinellas counties.
And last but not least, Senator Stewart, you are recognized.
Thank you, Chair. I'm Linda Stewart, and I represent all of Orange County, District 13. I've not served on this committee, but it's a really important committee, so I'm very pleased to be a member. Thank you.
Thank you. And there's a lot of new members on this committee, so I'm looking forward to hearing from each and every one of you. As a chairman, you always have your ideas of what you want to do, but obviously your committee has input as that as well. So look forward to working with all of you to get some of your thoughts. I'd like to introduce our staff really quick. We have Patrick Buter-Imhoff as our staff director. Susan Datris is our committee administrative assistant. Miguel Oxamendi is our chief attorney. Mary Kramer is our other chief attorney. And Shirley Sharon is our staff attorney. Members, we will now move over to tab two, and that is Senate Bill 56 on community association assessment notices by Senator Rodriguez. Senator Rodriguez, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Good afternoon, Senator, Chairman, Vice Chair, and members of the committee. Senate Bill 56 relates to condominium, cooperative, and homeowner associations known collectively as community associations. It requires community associations to send owners a written notice of any change in the method of delivering the statement of account at least 30 days before the association sends the statement with the new delivery method. The owner must affirmatively acknowledge his or her understanding that the association has changed its method of delivering the statement of account, provides an additional written notice to give owners an opportunity to pay past due assessments without attorney's fees, and increases the time for condominium or cooperative unit owner to pay a monetary obligation from 30 to 45 days after receiving the association's notice of intent to record a claim of lien, and that is the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Are there any questions on the bill? Seeing none, are there any appearance forms on the bill? I don't see any appearance forms. Is there a debate on the bill? Seeing none, you're recognized to close.
Wave close.
And wave closed. Susan, please call the roll on Senate Bill 56.
Senator Albritton?
Yes.
Senator Gruters?
Yes.
Senator Hooper?
Yes.
Senator Pasadomo?
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez?
Yes.
Senator Rusan?
Yes.
Senator Stewart?
Yes.
Vice Chair Book?
Yes.
Chairman Hutson?
Yes, and by your vote, so SB 56 is reported favorably.
Thank you for your favorable consideration.
I will now turn the chair over to Vice Chair Book.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chair. Members, why don't we take up tab 3, Senate Bill 46 on craft distilleries by Senator Hutson. Senator Hutson, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have a delete-all, which encompasses pretty much everything in the bill, if you want to go to do that.
Let's do that. Let's take up Amendment Barcode 774312 by Senator Hutson. You're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And as I mentioned before, as the chair, you have all these grandiose ideas, but you don't know where your committee stands. So this is my first attempt at an alcohol issue, but it's going to be a Tier 3 issue that is brought down very narrowly and confined. And what this does, we're working with all parties, we've got this delete all to try and get it even more narrowly defined. This bill increases the distilled spirit production limit to qualify as a craft distillery from 75,000 to 250,000 gallons per calendar year. It permits up to three craft distilleries under identical ownership to qualify for a vendor's license if the craft distilleries are located within a destination entertainment venue of at least 15 acres in a community redevelopment area. And that is very narrowly defined as well in the bill. It permits all craft distilleries to sell distilled spirits manufactured on the premises to consumers by the drink or by the package, but only a face-to-face transaction. It prohibits all craft distilleries, including a craft distillery license as a vendor, from delivering or shipping alcohol beverages to consumers. It allows a maximum of 10 craft distilleries under common ownership, consisting of four with a cap of 250,000 gallons and six with a cap of 50,000 gallons. And then lastly, it provides, as of July 1, 2026, which is a delayed effect date for the requirement in the bill, that a minimum of 60% of the craft distillery total branded products must be distilled in the state and contain one or more Florida agriculture products. Right now, we have people going out in this blended form saying they're Florida products, but they don't meet this requirement or criteria of the 60%. And so while we want it to be 60% to be a Florida product, we're giving a little bit of a grace or leeway time for those that are currently blending to try and get up to those standards. And we, working with the opposition and with staff, thought that 5 years was a fair grace period. And that, Madam Chair, is the bill.
Thank you so much. Are there questions on the amendment? Questions on the amendment? Are there appearance forms on? Oh, I'm sorry. Madam Rules Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senator Hutson, I, as you know, I'm a huge proponent of the three-tier system, and one of the concerns that we've had over the years was craft distilleries that while we don't have an issue with them selling their own products on premises or even for sale to be taken off premises, when you talk about branded products, could you address that, and also whether A very simple question. If I go to a craft distillery, can I buy a spirit that was produced by you know, one of the big manufacturers and take it off premises?
Go right ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator Pasadena, for that question. So in terms of the craft distilleries, you can only purchase under this bill and with this amendment, you can only purchase face-to-face transactions for drinks or consumption at their premises. A lot of them have tasting rooms where they offer a little taste. Some people have gone in and said, well, I'd like to buy the full drink of the Moscow Mule and I'll pay you $6-7, whatever the cost is. They were prohibited for doing that right now. So they can't use other people's products. They have to use their own. In the face-to-face transaction that we're talking about, you were limited to a certain number of bottles per time per calendar year. I believe we moved it from 2 at the beginning to 6. This basically says if you come in and you want to buy multiple bottles from their distillery, you can purchase those and take those with you, again, face-to-face. The only caveat where you bring in other manufacturers' products is in that entertainment district that we've put into statute within the CRA through this amendment. And that entertainment district allows for wedding-type venues, allows for concert-type venues, and what we allow them to do is that particular area can act as a bar with a bar license. So they're still selling their product face-to-face. They're still selling their package material face-to-face to take off premises. But if there's a wedding there and you only do whiskey and vodka from your distillery in that specific CRA, you can bring in through a distributor a gin product and be able to sell gin product at that wedding face-to-face entertainment area. But once they leave, they cannot leave with that other product.
Further questions? Seeing none, are there appearance forms on the amendment? No? Okay. Is there any debate? Seeing none, Senator Hudson, you're recognized. Oh, sorry. Hard to see. It's very hard in this big room. Senator Rodriguez, you're recognized for debate.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to say to Chair Hudson, as he knows, I'm a big proponent of the three-tier system. I think this bill does a good job of protecting and respecting the protections that we have in the three-tier system, but dealing with what we're seeing emerge in the marketplace so that there is some greater flexibility that's required. So I want to tip my hat to you on that. You've done a good job putting this together, and I look forward to supporting it.
Thank you. Further in debate, Senator Albritton, you're recognized.
Good, thank you. I'd like to echo Senator Rodriguez's comments. Mr. Chairman, you've taken a pretty tough issue and have designed what looks like a really nice product to be able to maintain that three-tier system. Like Leader Pasadena and Senator Rodriguez, I am a staunch proponent of the three-tier system. So I say that to say this, nice job on this bill. I hope at the end of the day, the next time I get a chance to look at this thing, it looks the same, and I would certainly encourage you to not push any more on the expansion. You've got a really nice product here, and I can vote for it today. Thank you.
Senator Hudson, you are recognized to close on the amendment. Oh, there are. Okay. Got it. Oh. Yeah. We do. We have some members of the public at the Tucker Center that would like to speak. We have Diego Echeverry, Americans for Prosperity. He's waving speaking in support. We have Mark Anderson with the Chief Executive Office of Management Companies, and he has not said, he would like to speak for information.
I believe Mr. Anderson was probably on the previous bill with the management companies.
Oh, you're right. That's why you're the chair, and I'm the vice chair. Now we have David Serdan. He is representing himself, and he would like to speak in. Craft Distilleries. And then on deck, or if there is, Robert Stewart, who's going to wave in support. Anyone there wishing to speak? Anyone? Speak now or forever hold it. Great.
David Serta. Oh. David Serta, I printed a ticket up and they were going to take it over. I'm a very concerned citizen. I'm from Fruitland Park, Florida. 34731. Senator Baxley knows me well. They have a file on me, District 12. I know Linda Stewart. I met her directly. Tom Wright. I am honored to be in front of you again today. I don't drink at all. And you know, all I have is today. I'm part of an association. Well, I am on the Public Information Committee. Have been of Alcoholics Anonymous. A great program. And you have to. The distilleries, you have to enforce them and make sure that these distilleries of wine, the Senate bill is talking about, they have to be regulated by the state. I agree with you 100%. There's too much drinking and drugging out there, and it is such a sad thing. You know, my Uncle Paul was the Illinois Racehorse Chairman. At one time, our forefathers put prohibition in, and the mob brought it out. Well, they got my Uncle Paul back, the Illinois Racehorse Chairman. He had the largest mink ranch in the United States. Our country's in trouble. Uncle Paul, 1953 to 1961, fought the mob. He was a breeder of mink, world's largest in the country.
Thank you.
And was a breeder, and he started breeding horses. And Governor William Stratton appointed him in March 29th, because Stratton came in out of Dixon, Illinois.
Thank you.
In January. And so you know, our country's in trouble.
Thank you. Senator Hudson, you're recognized to close on your amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I'll save my real close till the end, but I appreciate your support on the amendment, and then we'll go to close.
All in favor of the amendment, say yay. 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 Opposed, nay. Please show the amendment as adopted. Now we're back on the bill as amended. Are there any further questions on the bill as amended? Seeing none? No? Yes. Any appearance forms? No? Okay. Senator Hudson, you're recognized to close on your bill as amended.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, committee members, for letting me know where you stand on these important issues. As far as the distilleries, as mentioned, it's very narrowly defined. But what we're seeing with other states is this expansion in the craft world with their gallons and their flexibility, and it's putting our state, our businesses, behind the eight ball. And so all I'm trying to do is try and get back on par with them. I know you guys all understand that, and that's the narrow form that we have this in. Senator Albritton, the title is craft distilleries. Without a title change, the bill will not expand outside of that realm. So I look forward to kind of keeping that commitment with you with staying in that craft distillery world. I appreciate your guys' favorable support on the bill.
Thank you, Chair Hudson. Susan, will you please call the roll on CS for SB 46?
Senator Albritton?
Yes.
Senator Gruters?
Yes.
Senator Hooper?
Yes.
Senator Pasadomo?
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez?
Yes.
Senator Rusan?
Yes.
Senator Stewart? Chair Hudson?
Yes.
Vice Chair Book?
Yes. And by your vote, CS for SB 46 is reported favorably. Mr. Chair, it's all yours.
Thank you, Senator Book, or Vice Chair Book. I'll now turn to tab 4, staff overview and committee jurisdictions. As mentioned, most of you are very new to this committee, and some of you may not have even served on it in the House or its counterpart. So I'm going to let our staff director, Boot Imhoff, give us a brief overview of the committee's jurisdiction and what it entails in reg industries and what we're going to see throughout the next couple of years.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. The agency jurisdiction for our committee includes the Department of Business and Professional Regulation, the Department of the Lottery, and the Florida Public Service Commission. The two bills the committee considered today are within the purview of the Department of Business and Professional Regulation. The department oversees most licensing of non-medical occupations and professions. Examples of the occupations and professions that the department administers under its division of professions through its professional boards, councils, and department personnel includes architects and interior designers, asbestos consultants, athletic agents, auctioneers, barbers, construction contractors, cosmetologists, engineers, and veterinarians, among others. Accountants are regulated by the Division of Certified Public Accounting, and the real estate professionals are regulated by the Division of Real Estate. The Division of Regulation is the enforcement authority for the professional boards and programs. It monitors the composition of the professions and occupations and their compliance with the laws and rules authorized by the legislature. The department also provides regulation of boxing and martial art competition, alcoholic beverages and tobacco, condominiums, timeshares, mobile homes, hotels and restaurants, pari-mutuel wagering, and related issues. The regulation of land surveying and mapping was under the department, but was transferred from the department to the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services in October of 2009. The regulation of drugs, devices, and cosmetics was transferred to the department from the Department of Health in July of 2010. In 2018, the jurisdiction of this committee over the Public Service Commission was included in related issues. The commission, the Public Service Commission, has five commissioners appointed by the governor and confirmed by the Senate. The PSC regulates investor-owned utilities and has limited jurisdiction over municipal electric utilities and rural electric cooperatives. The PSC also regulates investor-owned natural gas and water and wastewater utilities. Finally, the PSC has limited jurisdiction over telecommunications services, very limited. The Regulated Industries Committee also has jurisdiction over the Office of Energy in the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. Some other issues that have come before the committee in the past have been issues dealing with homeowners associations, travel clubs, implementation of the indoor smoking and vaping ban, and the Construction Industry Recovery Fund. Mr. Chairman and members, that was a brief overview of the jurisdiction of the committee. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you. Does anybody have any questions? Seeing none, Senator Book moves we adjourn. Without objection, show that motion adopted. We are adjourned.